Update。Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. You have joined Jennifer Horn. Sooner or later, Roberta Fasanella will be here as the Queen of
Chiefs.
We'll find her. What is in this program for you? No grandstanding here. This is a grandstand-free zone, although we'll leave that to the political talk programs and those like Senator Schumer, who's a grandstander. I think that also the president has done a little grandstanding. Regardless of your feelings about him one way or another, I think we all are excited about the fact that bin Laden is dead.
Mm-hmm.
The question on Facebook, has the death of bin Laden restored patriotism? This was Mother's Day weekend. It was kind of overshadowed by all the discussion about the death of bin Laden.
Right.
And the question has been asked, Jennifer, why we as a country would celebrate a killing. Because that's what happened. This guy was killed.
Right.
In our hands. And we hear all of this stuff from people, and this has been part of the controversy this past week, whether it was a good idea. Did we show our seedier or seamier side by some of us celebrating his death? I guess the definition of celebration, maybe.
Yeah, and that's been a fine line for me. I told you last week, and
you
I know it upset some people, but I feel like when you, it's a fine line. I'm happy the guy is gone. I think as a country,
here it is. Americans are in full agreement. The demise of Osama bin Laden is a good thing.
Right.
But many are disturbed by the revelry.
It was the revelry. It's not even the smile, like, good job, guys, and riling up the military. That's great. That's what we should be doing. We should be celebrating our patriotism. We should be celebrating it was a win for our country. What I think it goes a little bit too far, in my estimation, is when people are jumping up and down and go, because, you know, how many people had to die at the hands of this man?
Yeah.
You know, that's all
tens
related.
Of thousands.
And
so
it
was justice, not vengeance. Some people who are our detractors in the Middle East say it was vengeance. It was not vengeance. It was justice. But that's because we lived through it, and that's the way we see it. They look at it from another point of view because they have a different point of view. But there are a lot of Americans who are on the party, and then there were a lot of Americans who were reluctant to join the party.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's the reason that some people think about this national event using the same moral intuition they would use for a standard criminal case? An example of that, Jennifer, would be asking us to imagine whether it would be appropriate for two parents to celebrate the execution of a man who murdered their daughter.
Right.
That's appropriate.
And I don't think that they celebrate, though. I think they feel better justice. But when I don't think you'd see those two parents jumping up and down and go, oh, we got him, we got him.
Right,
no,
but they felt relief using that example privately, but if they threw a party popping champagne corks as the syringe went in.
I think then you're losing sight of the actual death of the person that really mattered there, which is their child. I don't think that you can celebrate that when all the people in 9/11 died or when this couple's kids died, whatever it might be. It's just strange. I don't know. I mean, different people do things different ways. It's just, I don't know.
It is. Yeah, there's a strangeness to all of this and something that needs to be settled, it seems to me. What are your thoughts? 800-510-8255. There are a lot of people who have, with a week of reflection, looked upon this and wondering about morality in America and whether we have so many different groups in America. Is it good? Is it healthy? Is it even altruistic to celebrate the death of bin Laden in this circumstance? 800-510-8255. How does that differentiate us from other primates, in a sense? We are supposed to be higher than other primates.
And I feel like we need to be setting a good example, too, because we're, you know, we talk the talk about wanting everybody to have freedom and democracy.
But
and
follow us.
And follow us. And so I just feel like it's really important that when we have to do these missions, and yes, they're great and important and wonderful, but let's do them the right way, yeah. You know?
Well, we came together like bees in a hive after 9/11. There's no question.
Absolutely, and it was. I thought it was one of the greatest points in America's history that we gathered together like that after such tragedy.
Yeah, but it didn't. Listening to Roberta on the New Yorkers after the fact, the emotions were strong and hot and heavy, but then the collective effervescence that was the passion of being a New Yorker, Roberta, sort of disappeared, and you all went back to your same song and dance, you know, pushing
people.
Well,
that's New York. No, we don't push people around.
Push them out of the cab.
No.
Get out of the way.
No,
I want that cab.
No, New York is just busy.
New York, USA, USA.
Oh, in Times Square, my goodness. What a scene.
But that went on when Obama, Bin Laden was killed, too. It was the same kind of stuff. God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hateful?
No. Why would it be hateful?
I'm using a word that some people have used to correlate to this thing. People are upset about, they're not upset about him dying. He deserved to die, but they're upset about Americans showing this. People who are saying to those, maybe this is the way it gets turned around, Robert. People who are saying to those who didn't celebrate, why didn't you?
Right.
Why don't you display your flag? Why don't you cheer? We got rid of this monster. Isn't that a good thing for America? Et cetera, et cetera.
You know, I'm curious. Did America celebrate when Hitler was killed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't around. I guess you were.
Well, no, I wasn't either. But I know from we had this conversation last week at a time when I don't think you were around. Remember, I don't know if you know that I asked on the air last week, Jennifer, who would you who are you happier about? Or what? Well, there were a number of different questions, but I asked, which last name would you rather not have more, Bin Laden or Hitler?
Oh, neither one. You really have to have them. And, you know, you're almost safer with Bin Laden's last name because he has thousands of family members that have nothing to do with him. So maybe.
Is there anybody around now the name? Is there a family anywhere in the world named Hitler?
I don't know. I think you would change your name. All I know is that
Ben Hitler would be a good one.
Ben Hitler.
Ugh. They had one of his nieces. I don't know if you saw this. One of his nieces on all the shows this weekend making the round, who's like a wannabe model and actress.
Hitler or Bin Laden?
Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And her last name she's paid the price for her last name.
Oh, sure.
She's never even met the guy.
No.
And
well,
actually her father, who was related to Bin Laden, is like left her when she was 10 or something like that.
Does killing evil make us evil? 800-510-8255. You know your blood.
Or does not killing evil make us evil?
Yeah, good point, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Twist it around. Roberta, Jennifer, Doug, 14 past the hour, your blood is like a fingerprint. Did you know that? It's so unique to you. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. I'm looking very much forward. I have the blood results back from my semi-annual test blood work last week. I'm sending it to Body Bio today. Body Bio, you may not have heard about this company. We started talking about it last week. Body Bio is a company that has found the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood and your body. If you're not taking vitamins and supplements, it's almost guaranteed that there are some your body does not need and some that your body does need. Some may be even harmful. So, what about vitamins, minerals, what you should be eating in general? If you want to know how this whole thing works, log on to bodybioreport.com. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. Take to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. A couple of days, you'll have the report that indicates each biomarker that needs attention and lots of studies to indicate why your body needs certain vitamins and minerals. I'm very big into supplementation, as you know, and I've been taking 30-some-odd supplements a day for 40 years, but I may be taking the wrong stuff.
Or too many.
Or too many. Body Bio Report is evidence-based and will tell you the best way, the best natural way to get to better health. So, do it. Do yourself a favor. Go online, log on to bodybioreport.com, BODYBIOreport.com. Get the right nutrient today, or nutrients. Half the country takes vitamins. If you're one of those people, eliminate the guesswork. Get your unique fingerprint. Check it out, bodybioreport.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Every one of us has felt a nurse's caring and healing touch, but few of us take the time to honor them. May 6th through 12th is National Nurses Week, the perfect time to show a nurse your appreciation. The Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future recently partnered with the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program, founded by fashion designer and philanthropist Donna Karan, to help nurses focus on their own well-being and personal health, reduce stress, and prolong their careers. Here is Donna Karan.
During his hospital stay, my late husband told me, always take care of the nurses. Today, the Campaign for Nursing Future is helping me fulfill his wish. I am so grateful for the scholarship fund that is allowing exceptional nurses to take part in the Urban Zen Integrative Therapy Program. I hope everyone will thank a nurse, not only during this week, but always.
Thank a nurse during National Nurses Week in person and on Facebook at Nursing Notes by J&J.
Roberta, our queen of cheap, has deals today from Redbox, Old Navy, Häagen-Dazs, and more. Be tuned for that in about 15 minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, we have Kathy from Vero Beach, WTTB. Kathy, your reaction to the reactions.
I feel that the American people, 3,000 men and women were killed in New York and Pennsylvania. And they not only took those 3,000 people away from their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and friends and lovers, they took the parents. They don't have their lives have fallen apart. People are rejoicing. Maybe this is odd to see them clapping and screaming and yelling, but I think it's more relief and happiness that we can start anew. And personally, I hope they continue finding other people like bin Laden who threatened the United States.
They almost did over the weekend.
Yeah, they're running these people. They're running these people down. All right, Kathy, well put. Brian in Georgia, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, my thoughts are that you're always going to have people complain about, you know, one thing or another. I mean, there's always going to be those people that want to.
And
there
always be the conspirators who say he's not dead or he didn't die of a bullet. He died of the dialysis machine not working. Who knows? Yeah.
Right. But you know, you've got those same people. You know, would be saying if we weren't all excited about, you know, the fact that we caught this guy and killed him, those same people would be, you know, if we weren't excited about this, same people would be saying, you know, well, why isn't America excited about it?
Yeah, you may be and darned
you know
if you
mean?
Do.
I mean, so if you do one thing, then they're going to say
right.
another.
Right, you know, everybody's a critic. You're right. We are very critical in this country, Brian. You are spot on, A-OK. In terms of viewing it that way, because I think that's what happens with a lot of people. 21 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Looking at the cans right now.
I just am picturing you playing this song, drinking malt liquor, driving cross country.
Jennifer, can you imagine Doug with a seat reclined all the way back with his wrist over the steering wheel, pulling up to a light with the kickers going?
I've got some junk up in my trunk, yo.
John, you don't got no brain in here.
And that's Bo Shizzle.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
I think I'm being taken advantage of one more time here, Jennifer.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Celebration time. I'm doing this because Rich isn't here to tell us how much he loves Bo Diddley. And
how's that? Was that a good Rich?
Bo, exactly. I love this band.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love?
Roberta.
Who do you love?
Who do you love, Doug?
Huh?
Who do you love, Doug?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you love, Doug?
Who do you love?
Who do you love, Doug?
Mad people, when I was younger, as Bo Diddley was becoming popular when I was a kid, they used to call me Bo Dudley.
Bo Dudley.
Bo Dudley.
I like it. Can I call you that?
Yeah, you can call me that if you like. Dudley, for those who are new to the program, you didn't know Dudley's my given name. This is the Doug Steffen or the Dudley Steffen, I suppose, depending on whether you're around somebody who... My sisters never know what to call me.
Why?
Well, because they're around people that don't know me as Dudley, and so...
I know what they call you when you're not around.
Yeah. That's right. So, Bo Diddley and his square guitar. You can make a good, strong case, an argument that Bo Diddley is probably more responsible for transitioning blues into rock and roll through the use of his rhythm, like we just cranked that up again, Michael.
Down the alley, ice wagon flew. Fiddle bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I see.
Pretty hard-edged tone to his guitar there. And his first guitar was rectangular, where everybody else had the traditional look. Did you know that the Bo Diddley guitar was not square, but rectangular. Did you know that, Roberta?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. You did, really, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Gibson L5. So Jennifer didn't know that. So I just thought it would be, it's kind of interesting to look at some of the pictures of Bo Diddley when he first got started back in the 50s. See what he's playing with. He's gained about, 50 pounds, 80 pounds maybe. He drives around L.A. in this old Rolls, like a 1957, and has Bo on the license. That's all it says.
Bo.
Bo.
Bo no.
It's a black and a brown, or not actually, it's a black and gold Rolls Royce. A silver something or other from, it's like a 58 or a 59. Great looking old car. Bo Diddley on the Good Day program. All right, here's our TV quiz. We'll be doing television news, Jennifer and I, in a few minutes after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap. So here's the TV quiz question. Last Friday was George Clooney's birthday. First big role he had was on ER. What was the name of his character on ER?
And he was on The Facts of Life.
800 before ER.
Yes.
Well, and Roseanne.
He was on Roseanne, too, for a little bit. His first, you have to admit, I think, first big role was on ER, right?
That's when he became famous.
Yeah, he became well-known. A heartthrob, if you will. So, what was the name of the character he played on ER? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. Help yourself. The identity of the character George Clooney played on ER. 800-510-8255. Shelley Palmer now on the choice that New York City has made for its future cab fleet.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, New York City has selected the Nissan NV200 as its vehicle of choice for its future cab fleet. The minivan was chosen for its overall interior size, durability, and gas mileage. The new model will roll out in 2013, with Nissan testing 6 electric cabs at the beginning of next year. In other news, creating super cheap computers for children is the goal of the nonprofit Raspberry Pi Foundation. The group claims it can build a $25 computer that's about the power of an iPhone 3G. The computer runs a fully functional version of Linux and only requires a USB keyboard and mouse to run. And finally, San Francisco is testing a program that lets people find parking spots using their iPhone. Wireless sensors embedded in the street and city parking garages monitor whether the spots are occupied. The city warns not to use the app while driving.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you, so book your hotel. Now, let's save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about waging bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
The interesting observations of the Doug Stephan Good Day gang, continuing on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's an interesting observation. The sport of choice for urban youngsters, basketball.
Uh-huh.
Sport of choice for maintenance level employees is bowling.
I love bowling.
Mm. Sport of choice for frontline workers is football. Sport of choice for supervisors is baseball. Sport of choice for middle management is tennis. Sport of choice for corporate executives is golf.
Is this to watch or to play?
Being involved, either watching and or playing.
Okay.
So this is my conclusion, having looked at this information. My father was big into all of these sports, but my son liked to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
With all of his black friends. Most of his friends when he was growing up were black, and that's how he got into
Why was that?
Basketball?
Just
demographics? Are you saying white kids can't play basketball?
White kids can't jump.
Holy moly.
White kids can't be friends with the sun.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I think I've made the following observation, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
The higher you go in the corporate structure, the smaller your...
Oh...
I have decided that most of the people in Washington use marbles.
They play marbles, yes. That's
they lost them,
my observation. There it is. Okay, so...
Jen, you still don't get it.
No, I totally don't get it.
Yes.
It's good. It was my subtle innuendo sort of things. All right, we're going to have the answer
marbles.
To our questions. No.
No.
Little marbles.
You know what I'm finding very compelling?
Hmm.
Of all of the Obama or Bin Laden connected videos and pictures, I find the picture of the president and Mrs. Clinton, who were sitting in the Situation Room watching for the 40 or however many minutes they had, because the SEALs had helmet cams.
Mm-hmm.
So they're watching, and the look on their faces was not a fake. You couldn't fake the way they looked.
No, concern.
Couldn't.
Yeah, they
well,
were,
I mean, this is Clinton.
They were on edge.
Has her hands over her mouth, and you can tell by looking into her eyes. Look into, you can tell when people are not faking it by mm-hmm. looking into their eyes.
Yep.
That's the secret to what anybody is really thinking. Look into their eyes. And to see the actual facial expression on the two of them during this event, you could not fake it. So no matter what you think of either of them, I had wished that it was the other way around, Mrs. Clinton were president. But you know what? There's an injury. Would Clinton have done this? I say yes.
I think so.
I say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too.
But looking at the two of them more, I mean, I looked at Joe Biden, you know, it was just the two of them, Mrs. Clinton and Barack Obama, looking at this technology. I guess this is not, I guess this happens all the time. Cameras are carried into combat operations.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see some of it, like Dog uses it, the bounty hunter, doesn't he?
Yes, Dog does use it, yes. But don't you think, I mean, didn't they go dark for 20 minutes or something like that? Where they
yeah, they went
see
dark
anything?
For a while, yeah, right, while they were in the building.
Yeah.
Why, because there was no light?
They couldn't get out of the
wall. No,
the walls were too thick to get it out of the wall itself.
So just the good part isn't there, compelling. Like him being shot. We don't have, like, video of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they do. But they're not going to show it.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff will never see the light of day.
Mm.
Never. Never, 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 never.
I wonder what the guy who shot him, like, what he said right before he shot him.
You know he had to say something.
It's interesting.
Right?
At first, the president, the first word was the president was going to have the SEALs come to the White House. And then somebody said, wait a minute, what are you going to bring
then
these guys to the White House?
You're
trying to keep it as a secret.
Yeah.
So the president over the weekend went to where they were.
Yes.
I think they were at Fort Hood in Kentucky, weren't they? Is Fort Hood?
I think it
Hood?
Was.
Where's Fort Hood? Isn't it in Kentucky?
Texas.
Is it in Texas? So, but I thought they went to someplace. But I don't know. Somebody will call us and Fort
he
Campbell.
He did a great
Thank
job,
you,
though.
Michael.
I thought he did a good job rallying the troops. I thought it was cool that Joe Biden was there. President Obama.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, this
I actually
a good
thought
moment
he did. Yeah, he did
yeah,
a great
good
job.
Good moment. This is a good moment. But to have them keep talking about how great. The CIA muffed this because they'd known about it. There was somebody knew about it in 2008, and you can't tell me it'd take them 3 years to set this up. They had a camp set up in this town, pretty much kitty corner from what, if you believe what you read and hear and all the speculation and postulation, they had a camp sort of set up in a building across the street from where bin Laden was and had been for 5 or 6 years. And it was back in 2008 when Christiane Amanpour got the word from one of her sources. They had that the source was a CIA insider.
So do you think they were waiting for the right time politically, or do you think that it was they were
I think
really...
it was another one of these things. And again, I'm loath to be political or be construed to be political. I think that George Bush and his team was so there was a malfunction to the nth degree. The Bush administration, the last 2 or 3 years, the Bush administration, Cheney was like in this direction. They had to fire Rumsfeld because he had gone off like he was president. And Bush didn't have any, has no intellectual understanding of most issues. So he didn't get what was going on. And this guy tell him one thing, somebody else tell him. So he was the decider and he decided to do nothing because he was paralyzed by not being able to put all the pieces together. And like Condoleezza Rice or not, she's intellectually very well trained, but not sophisticated enough to get the nuance of what was going on with all these inside groups fighting with each other. And that was what marked the Bush administration more than anything, you know, the insider infighting that went on and basically ruined. If he had an opportunity and could have gotten rid of Cheney and Rumsfeld and had the ability to bring some people around him, I always thought that Karen Hughes, who was his pretty much his mother, actually, when it came to running the campaigns and being his advisor. She was very smart, very level-headed, really got a grasp of stuff. And she got fed up with Rumsfeld and Cheney and quit. And why Bush, she was a Texas friend of his, had been with him through high and low during the Texas governorship, why he didn't pay more attention to her. The grasp that Cheney and Rumsfeld, this is going to be the subject of books in the next 30 or 40 years, 40 or 50 years, when people examine why the Bush administration was such a miserable failure. It'll be because of Rumsfeld and Cheney, not really because of Bush, although Bush didn't have... He couldn't... And his mother, God bless her, Barbara, told him, and he listened to his mother. He didn't really have a great relationship with his father. But his mother's very influential on him in all aspects of their life. Grandma Barbara is the one who straightened out those kids who were going hog wild, and neither Laura nor George could control them. The grandmother went right, got on a plane and went down there and basically slapped those two kids around. And you know,
how do you know that?
I have a friend who knows the Bushes very well, the father and mother, the grandmother, if you will. And she took those kids and put them in their place and just really scared the hell out of them. And that's what it took. So anyway, you notice after she did that, you never heard another peep from those two kids for the rest of the administration. Not one word did you hear from those kids after that last incident. It was over. So anyway, but Karen Hughes was somebody who really got it, and it's a shame that she was pushed out, because Rumsfeld and Cheney have such small wee-wees, they were intimidated by this woman, and they got her out of there. They pushed her out. If she'd stayed in and stayed close to Bush, his administration would have been a much better, much more constructive. He would have gotten it done. I just think it's a shame. Anyway, that's my observation on that. And now we are late for the Queen of Cheap. Shall we answer the 2020... No, people with the answer to the 2020...
Can we do a Queen of Cheap, please?
Yeah, let's do that.
Thank you.
Then we'll answer the 2020 question. The quiz question has to do with the identity of the character that George Clooney played on ER. All right, who was that? 800-510-8255. But first, we go to the Queen of Cheap camp, and we'll figure out what you have there. You're going to, you have free ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Good. Just for you, Doug.
Thank you. Free ice cream.
Okay, a whole bunch of things going on this week. Let's start with tomorrow, May 10th. It's Haagen-Dazs Free Cone Day 2011. You can stop in a participating Haagen-Dazs from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Try out new flavors, win prizes, get your free cone, blah, 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 all sorts of stuff. But free ice cream, and Haagen-Dazs is really good stuff, too. Let's see. On the 12th of May, you can get a free Red Box rental just on Thursday. You're going to like them on their Facebook page. And through the 12th, from today through Thursday, you can really stock up on summer clothes at 30% off at Old Navy. We have a coupon. You bring it into the store. 30% off of everything, even sale items. It doesn't matter. It's really an incredible deal. And bam, if you're doing some barbecuing and you want Emeril's Original Essence, well, we have a free sample for you, and you can go get it right yourself. Just check out DougStefan.com, go to the page, fill out the form, and bam, you can get your own Emeril's Essence.
Bam!
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 You're so funny. Bam!
Bam, bam!
Bam, bam!
And all that's right. The Queen of Cheap for today.
All right.
Check it out on DougStefan.com.
Bam! Bam! Bam, slam. Thank you, ma'am.
You may do that.
Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. All right. So, Jen, let's get the answer to the TV quiz. Then we'll pause a moment, then you'll be able. We actually have a lot of time today.
We do. We have lots of time.
So we'll get at that. But first, Bill, who's on the Long Island, has the answer to the question. Bill, thanks for joining us. How far do you live from Roberta?
Roberta, what town do you live in?
I'm in Port Washington.
Oh, I'm in Old Bethpage, and I grew up in Roslyn.
Cool. Okay, so your neighbors.
And I used to be a DJ at Twin Rinks.
Oh yeah, I know where Twin Rinks is. Absolutely. Were you in Roslyn when my father's place club was there?
As a matter of fact, you know, Effie is doing gigs now all over Long Island.
Is he really? Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Do me a favor. Get me your email address. I'll send you. He has a whole Mark Farnsworth mailing list now.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's what is my email address? It's Roberta at DougStefan.com or Roberta Fasanelli at DougStefan.com.
No, Roberta at DougStefan.com.
Roberta at DougStefan.com. Yeah, first time I saw Bruce Springsteen was at my father's place when he opened for the Paul Winter Consort.
Oh, my God. You know who I saw? I saw Dean Friedman there.
Oh, man.
That was weird, Dougie.
Yeah. All right. Enough of this. Bill.
This is Old Town.
What was the name of the character that George Clooney played on ER?
Well, there's a backstory. First of all, the ER was his first major role. He played Dr. Douglas Ross.
Douglas Ross, correct.
What a lot of people don't know is he was in The Facts of Life in the mid-'80s.
He was.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
With all that hair. Mm-hmm.
And he was Celia Ward's boyfriend in Sisters.
Yes, he was. That's true. Celia Ward's boyfriend. That's where you really saw him first on Sisters. And the other day, I couldn't remember Squeaky, what's her face? Squeaky Brown was another guy. The woman who was on, there were three women that were on Sisters, and Celia Ward was one of them. The other one is a character actress that you still see a lot around. And the third one was Swoozy Kurtz. That's it. That's who I couldn't remember.
Tony Randall's daughter on another TV show.
Yes, right. There you go. All right, so you got all the answers, Bill. Hold on a second.
Oh, wait, but I have a bonus question for Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
The name of George Clooney's haircut in ER.
Oh, God. I don't know. The Darcy Hamill. I don't know.
Darcy Hamill.
It was the Caesar. He had the Caesar haircut.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Hold on a second.
Okay, Bill, make sure you email me, okay?
Yeah, send her an email to Roberta at DougStephan.com. What's our Facebook response to the question about whether or not you feel more patriotic? What's happening in that action?
That's a good question, Dougie. Let's go take a peek.
You can do that while we're checking out a couple of important messages. And then we'll see what's going on in the world of television as well, coming right up here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Yesterday, I was talking about acid indigestion and told you to add acid to your meals to overcome the symptoms associated with acid reflux disease. So how do you add acid to your meal? You take some supplements following your meal that contain hydrochloric acid along with some digestive enzymes. You will notice almost immediately the pressure and the discomfort following a meal has almost completely disappeared within minutes. Most foods eaten today are foods that have had the basic essentials removed from them in order to obtain shelf life. As such, the body has a hard time recognizing that stuff as food, so the proper enzymes and acids are slow to be released, and the food just remains in the stomach and ferments. This produces unnatural gas that moves up the esophagus and burns the entire tract. If you think you might be having this problem, call me. I might be able to help. 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
All right, so we're going to find out the final list of the X Factor judges.
We will.
Actually, we have the Doug Stephan.
Interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah, it really is kind of how this all shaped up.
Oh, yeah.
The DougStephan.com website has a story about all of these people put together. A 60 Minutes interview is at DougStephan.com. All those things. NBC has some interesting news, with a lot of interesting television news.
Yeah, so, Jillian Michaels, Kiefer Sutherland.
Why would you go anywhere? That's coming up 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
All right, now we're at 53 after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, expanded time, good time for us to review. The whole business of what's at Television Central. And I guess the big story, Jennifer, is who has teamed up with Simon Cowell.
Yeah, the X Factor.
The X Factor list. Now, they've just begun production over the weekend.
Right.
So they waited until kind of the last minute to put all this stuff together.
Hail Mary pass over to Paula Abdul and bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
She's the fourth judge. So let's run them down. You've got L.A. Reid. You have Simon Cowell. You have Paula Abdul, and you have Cheryl Cole, who's this British singing sensation. And then the hosts of the show are Nicole Scherzinger, who was in the Pussycat Dolls, and Steve Jones. He's a British television person.
Why? Who's going to care about them? We don't know who they are.
Nicole,
I guess we didn't know who Ryan
know.
Was, though, either.
Nicole Scherzinger was in Dancing with the Stars, and the Pussycat Dolls are pretty big. Steve Jones, we don't really know in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But. So it'll be fun. The auditions are underway.
So, Paula, yeah, over the weekend, they started with their auditions. It's L.A. Reid. I don't know that much about him either.
He's a big, famous record producer, very big in the pop music industry, yeah.
Okay. And Cheryl Cole?
Cheryl Cole's a British pop star.
All right. So there's a lot of Brits here.
A lot of Brits.
Yeah. And Paula is going to have another big payday.
Exactly. She and Simon. She should be kissing Simon's shoes, I swear.
Well, they obviously have a...
He
have a good,
her.
Strong relationship. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So that stuff pays. All right. So I heard you say, you teased this whole segment with Kiefer Sutherland's name.
I did. Well, right. I just think it's funny. This I wanted to tell you last week, and I didn't get a chance to tell you. But after the death of Osama bin Laden, there was a lot of comparisons made to 24 about the operation.
There was more of him on Twitter. His name was the most prominent name other than the president's on
Jack
Twitter.
Bauer, for, right?
Yeah, Jack Bauer, right.
So he went to Twitter last week and he said, quote, from Twitter, "Sometimes real life is better than fiction. The world is a safer place." So
right.
Kind of fun news, Jack Bauer chiming in on the big operation. And, you know, he's got a new show coming out next season. It should be picked up called Touch on the Fox Network.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, NBC is getting ready to make it possible for auditions for America's Got Talent using your iPhone and an Android.
Yeah. Wow. All you have to do now, you can just do an online or an app submission. So you can tape something on your phone, send it right into their to their judges, and you don't even have to go wait in all the lines that people do and see all the crazy people.
Yeah? What does that do for the process? Isn't that part of it, though, so they can get good television out of the crazy people?
Well, I think they'll be able to show the video clips anyway, so you'll get to see people's home
submissions.
Well,
what's the quality going to be like on an iPhone or an Android?
Sadly, better than probably the video camera that you have in
your
closet.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah. The video on new phones is incredible.
Oh, all right. So there are people who are wondering about Christina Aguilera not making many friends on The Voice because she is acting like a diva.
A diva. Well,
diva,
and they put
demands
her prominently in all the ads. She's kind of out in front of the other judges.
Right.
But, you know, there is some news from that show. You know, they're adding new people to The Voice. They're going to be kind of adding to the team. So Reba McEntire is joining the show.
Yeah,
Monica
so
was just announced. Sia Furler. And then Adam Blackstone, who's a music producer.
Which one's the music producer?
Both Sia Furler and Adam Blackstone.
Really?
And they're going to be advisors to the big coaches, Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, did you see this?
No. Tell me.
Is launching a website in conjunction with the 30th anniversary of his first broadcast appearance. He's launched JerrySeinfeld.com.
That's cool.
Which will feature daily video clips from his entire career of stand-up performances. Not outtakes of the television show, but whatever stand-up performances.
The stand-up stuff.
Well, and some of the stand-up was on the TV show.
Right, that's what it was based on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So
that's cool.
Will that be good?
I like that. I like it a lot.
All right. So maybe we'll take some of those. We'll play a little of that stuff in our comedy corner earlier in the day.
Hey, your girlfriend, Jillian Michaels?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's off The Biggest Loser, but she's been added to the Doctors. And Dr. Phil!
She's on Dr. Phil and the Doctors?
She's going to be a correspondent on both the Doctors and on Dr. Phil for the next, 2 years. She's got a contract with both shows.
That doesn't sound too exciting.
Yeah,
who replaced her, though? Who's the female coach now?
They have a female and a male coach. I don't know if they're going to be taking over completely or if they're going to bring someone else in, because right now it's Jillian and Bob against the new coaches.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
ABC hasn't figured out what to do with Brothers and Sisters yet, although apparently they're going to come back.
I hear an abbreviated season is on tap, but that's not official.
Yeah. Calista Flockhart's playing hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she marry Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford.
All right, there it is, folks. You got it all now. The Nuggets in your ear, 59 after.